Otto, today's little life update since I think we had a guest the past two episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
It's
we had Talia and then Lucas before Talia.
So now it's just the two of us, your favorite people.
Oh, yeah.
But we're gonna catch you up on Acacia's trip because she went to LA for spring break, and
We
then
did.
I did a couple small things in town. But before we get into any of that, I want to talk about my morning because it's been chaotic in lab. Big news is I haven't even told Acacia this yet, but I have my thesis defense date finalized. It's been
Oh my
sent in
God,
and
you
approved.
barely started writing.
I know, but just like you said, when you finalize your date, I think it helps the deadlines fall into place better.
It
Where like
does.
now you can work backwards and you know you have to be done by this date. So my date is April 9th, which is approximately in 3.5 weeks.
Bro, you what? Do you even have data? Like what?
No, we're working on it. So I've been writing for the last couple weeks, and so I have the
Yeah.
abstract and intro done. I have the methods done. I have the protocol done because my thesis is two parts. The first part is making the protocol and how to do all the histology, and then the second part is using that protocol to get the data for it. So now we're on to part two of it,
Are
and
you're gonna be writing like every day, hours and hours to get that done?
yeah, it so far it's not too bad because it's like a research paper. I've done enough of those in the past that like it's
But this is a
okay.
long research paper.
It is. We're getting through it though. It also helps that our lab has published so many publications in the past, and a lot of
Yeah.
it is paraphrasing from that. Yesterday I was feeling very, very stressed because all of it hit me at once. I had a breakdown. I was like, I'm not gonna graduate. Should I drop
Oh,
Barrett
they don't
right
bar
now?
you from graduating. They do not bar you
Hopefully
from
not.
graduating.
Yeah, but then yesterday I spent a big chunk of time just scheduling everything. Like, how many hours am I going to be in lab? When am I going to write? And like now it's feeling a little better. Today
And
was
you
my
still are,
day.
and you still are a, and no, you're not, no, you're no longer unemployed, but you still like, you can cut back hours in mathnasium if needed. So
Exactly.
you still
Yeah.
have lots of time, theoretically.
And it's nice that it's flexible that I can come into lab whenever I want. So I'll be here all Saturday. I'll be here Sunday. Like, it doesn't have to be business hours. And I have a pretty rigorous schedule the next 3 weeks because that's not a lot of time at all. But I'm optimistic that it's going to go well.
So
So
when we go out tomorrow, is that going to be the only time you're going out until your defense then?
we'll see. Definitely, like, because we already planned for this weekend, I'm not going to cancel it, but I'm not
Yeah.
making new plans for like
Yeah.
future.
I mean you, 'cause like I didn't go out all of January until my defense.
Right. And again, 3 weeks in the grand scheme of things isn't bad at all,
Yeah.
especially if it means I can be finally all done with the thesis. So today was my first day of the rigorous schedule of being in lab for 12 hours a day. And so I come in this morning at around like 8:30, and no one else is here, so I have like a good hour just to prep all my stuff. I wrote a little bit, and then the chaos starts because everyone comes into lab, and then we start hearing a freezer that's like beeping its head off, and we're like, oh no, that's not good. So we go check that. Turns out the freezer is broken, and this was our backup freezer because apparently this happened earlier on in the week too. And so this was like Monday or Tuesday when they had to take all the samples from our real freezer and put it in the backup freezer. And because these are study samples, they're like very coveted. You can't let the freezer temperature drop, or else like all your data is gone. It's very high stakes. And so they thought everything was okay, but now the backup freezer is broken. And so we were scrambling, asking other people on the floor if they had extra freezer space that we can put our samples in there for storage until we get this figured out. And so that was stressful. We ended up finding someone who was very gracious. And so now all our samples are in their freezer. And then things kind of settle down again. But then we have a study starting on Tuesday. None of this has to do with my thesis, but because it's part of the lab, everyone's just stressed about it. We have a study starting on Tuesday, and the drug that we give the injections with has not been shipped yet. And we ordered this drug like months and months ago. And so we decided to follow up, and they were like, oh, actually, that's like backlogged. You're not going to get that for a while. And so everyone's like, no, we kind of need that for Tuesday. And so they had to like call technical support. And then Heather got on the phone and she was a girl boss. And she was like, no, listen, I've been doing this for 25 years. I'm an endocrinologist. You're going to get me this drug. And so she girl bossed her way out of that one. It was very inspiring. And then they ended up finding, I think, there was a warehouse that had the drug, and then they also checked another lab, and I think they have extras. So I think that situation is also handled.
Wow.
So the morning has been chaotic. Again,
Crazy
nothing
Friday
really
morning.
between. Yeah.
Wild.
But other than that, it's been good. Again, I've just been writing all morning. And yeah, that's my morning update. Now,
What'd you
like,
do over break? What were you just hanging out with your mom? Your mom finally got back.
I know my mom had been gone for a month and a half in India. She got back the Tuesday of break, and then Anushka was home too. So it was a lot of spending time with the family. We played lots of board games, watched lots of movies. We saw Gran Turismo, which is the one about the race car driver. Pretty good. It's like this guy who played video games and then he turned into a professional race car driver. And then the first weekend of break, we kind of celebrated Seven's birthday because her birthday was back in February, but she had work and my weekends were busy. So we were like, let's just celebrate it when I have spring break. And that was really fun. We kind of did a staycation. So she stayed at my place for like 2 days in a row. We did groceries. We cooked a lot. We baked a cake. We watched lots of Love is Blind because season six is amazing. So good. Watch it
Tyler
if
and I are
you.
still working our way through it. I actually don't like the season personally, and there's a
Really?
lot of, and I don't know if you're off TikTok right now, but there's been a lot of drama with the cast.
No,
And
I'm
so,
on Reels, and so I've heard all about
yeah.
it.
So personally, I'm not enjoying this season as much as other seasons, but we're only like halfway through, so maybe it gets better.
It definitely does get better. Anushka and I have been watching it together, and we have the last episode and the reunion left, which I heard is when it gets really crazy. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, overall that was really good. And I think that's it. It was like the staycation at seven and then lots of time with my mom and then sleeping in. So it was a pretty solid spring break. And
Very
it felt like
nice.
it lasted a while too. I was working. I worked extra shifts at Peter and Mathnasium because I was like, might as well. I'm not doing anything else. And so I'm getting the paychecks this week and I'm looking forward to those. They will be nice and big.
That should be
What about
good.
you? How was your
That should be
trip?
good. So I did two trips on like the first weekend. I went down to Tucson to stay with Tyler's family, and that was really nice. Went out in Tucson. That was really fun. First time I've ever seen Tyler really drunk because he doesn't drink. Or he and he never, well, he drinks a little bit, but he doesn't like get drunk. And this is since he didn't have to drive, didn't have to like worry about anything because usually he hosts parties. He just like fully let loose, and it was great to
That's
see him
so
like
fun.
that. We played a little bit of basketball. I broke my nail. That hurt really
Oh
bad.
no, nice.
But and now I have no nails. I just am rocking the natural nail look right now, which is first time I've done that in 2 years because I always have my nails done.
Did
So
you
I'm
cut
like,
them too, or they're still the same length?
no, they're shorter. They're
Oh,
like
okay.
just above my cuticle. And then I came home for my concert midweek, and that was really nice. Had a couple days alone, which was sad because I went from like spending like 24/7 with people to then like being pretty much by myself because like my roommate is nocturnal, so I like didn't even see her. And so I just like didn't see anyone for 3 days, and I was so lonely. And then I flew to LA and I saw Kennedy, my best friend that goes to UCLA. She and her boyfriend picked me up from the airport, and we got breakfast, and that was really nice. I hadn't met him yet, and this is her first boyfriend ever, so that was really
Oh,
exciting to meet
exciting, yeah.
him. And he was really nice. We walked around campus. The campus is beautiful. The architecture there is gorgeous. It's like old Spanish architecture is what it's
Oh, I love
modeled
that.
after, so it's very unique. Also, I found out that a lot of times when they film movies at Harvard, they actually film at UCLA because the like filming in Boston is awful because of the weather. And so they
Oh,
actually have a Harvard seal on like one of the, like, it's not a library. It's like there's like just a building there that has a Harvard seal on it
hilarious.
for filming. Like Legally Blonde was filmed at UCLA, not at Harvard.
So crazy. That does make sense, though. They don't have to deal with the snow. It's sunny most of the year.
And all the studios, all the film studios are in LA anyway.
That too.
So Yeah,
Huh.
they filmed Oppenheimer on UCLA campus. It was taking place at Berkeley, but they filmed at
Oh.
UCLA instead. So
Now
UC
you can say
Berkeley
you
was our set.
visited Berkeley, Harvard, all of them. It's
All
all
in
in one.
one. All in one. Anyway, so that was really great. And then I was staying with Ellie, who's a friend from band. And so she picked me up after work because she moved out there for work from Arizona. And we just spent the weekend together and it was really nice, very chill. She teaches barre, which is really hard. It's like a mix of Pilates and HIIT. And it was like
Oh.
absolutely killed me. Also because I hadn't worked out for a month because of my wrist, like because of the accident. And that was like, and there's a lot of planking and stuff. And so that was difficult on my wrist. But it was fun. We went out. We went thrifting. I got a pair of $2 jeans that are amazing.
I know, and they fit so well. She sent me a snap
Yeah.
of them and she was like, I got these for $2. And I was like, is that a typo? Did she mean 20? Like,
No,
what? That's crazy.
$2. And they're men's jeans, which you wouldn't think would
Oh.
fit, but they fit actually so well. And they're really soft because they're like worn
Nice.
in and
Yeah.
everything. So, yeah, it was really great. Went to the beach because she lives 5 minutes from the beach. So, it was a very nice, relaxing end to break. And I got back Monday morning and kind of jumped back. I actually didn't really do anything Monday because all I had was my German class. So I literally just went to German class, didn't open my computer once, didn't do any homework. And then Tuesday,
Extension of spring
Wednesday,
break.
I was very productive. And then yesterday was a long day with school and stuff, but it's not like I had homework or anything. So it was like pretty chill. And then today's gonna be a pretty chill day, has been a chill day so far. It already feels like 5 p.m. because it's overcast. Oh my gosh,
I
because we've been
know.
randomly getting rain. Arizona can't decide what it wants. We were up to like 75 degrees, 78 degrees last week, and now we're having rainy days. So climate change is so real, people. We feel it
I
here in
know.
Arizona.
No, it doesn't feel like it's only 12:31. It feels like I've had such a long day so far. And also, I didn't even look outside until I came to this room to record the podcast. So I didn't even know it was raining. I was like, oh, it's raining. Oh, it's really dark. Oh, it's only one. Time
Because
warp.
there's no windows in the lab.
Exactly. Yeah. I also thought of something else I did over spring break. Raghana, Saloni, and I went to Mill because Raghana's normally in Tucson. And so she was here for her spring break. And I hadn't gone to Casa since my last debacle there, which I don't know if I told a story on the podcast.
Your last debacle?
Yeah, I'll give the short version, but basically, it's so funny. No, I'll start with the story. So I couldn't find parking. I went with Saloni to Casa. I couldn't find parking at Vertex where she lives because the original plan was to park at Vertex and then either take an Uber or the streetcar to Mill. But because there was no parking at Vertex, I had to park at Gamage where I have my pass. And we're like, okay, it's fine. We'll park at Gamage. We'll pregame in the car and then get on the streetcar because the stop is right there. And so we did that. We took a couple shots in the car. We drank a Beatbox and we got on the streetcar. Everything was going just fine. And then there was like a slight line, like maybe 5 minutes. Not even like very, very quick. And so we get in Casa. And at this point, nothing has hit yet. The shots haven't hit. The beatbox hasn't hit.
Oh, it's coming back to me now.
Oh
Okay.
my
Now I
gosh. Yeah.
remember.
Yeah. And so we get in Casa and we're like, you know what? We're feeling great. Didn't check the time. We were literally in my car less than like 15 minutes ago. And so there definitely wasn't enough time for my brain to process everything. And so we're like, let's get a bucket. Yeah, no, that's a great idea. So the two of us get a bucket, we start drinking it. As we're drinking it, this is where like my memory's kind of gone. So I got the story from Saloni afterwards. We're both drinking it, but neither one of us wants to hold it because both of us just want to dance. And so we're like, well, we can't place it down, and we're like switching back and forth. And then there comes a point where we were like, we'll just finish it so we don't have to hold it anymore. And that's bad idea number five by this point in the night. So we like down the bucket. Usually we get one bucket for three people, but now it's one bucket for two people. We drank it super duper quick. The beatboxes and the shots were still in the system. And so then we start dancing. And I think we danced for maybe 10 minutes. And then I kind of stumble and I fall, but it's not big enough to cause a scene. And so Saloni like looks over at the bouncer. He saw me, but he doesn't say anything. And so then we dance for like 2 minutes more. It happens again. And so she looks at the bouncer again. Bouncer saw it again, doesn't say anything. We dance for 5 minutes more. This time, not only do I stumble, but I fall into a group of people. I like completely knock someone's drink. Someone has to catch me. Someone
Oh
has to pick me up from the ground. Humiliating. I don't
This is
remember
usually
any of
you
it.
to Saloni. This is
Exactly.
usually
Usually
Saloni
I'm
is
the
the one doing
caregiver.
this.
Exactly. Thank goodness I don't remember any of this because just telling the story is so mortifying. But she picks me up. I get back on my feet, and the bouncer is like, "No, that's a third time. You guys are kicked out." And Saloni like tried a little bit. She was like, "No, like it's fine. Like she just needs some water." And he was like, "No, that was number three. Like you gotta leave." And so at this point, we were on the patio because the first time I stumbled, like I asked Saloni to sit down, but they don't let you sit down at any of the tables inside because they're all like booked or whatever. So we came outside so I could sit for a little bit. And then I started dancing again, fell twice outside. So when we were leaving, for some reason, we like went inside to the like other exit and then like went back outside. Don't know exactly why.
Oh, because there's the backside exit like onto the patio, and that can be like quicker. I don't know. It depends if that's just the side of the patio you were on. I don't
Maybe. So we ended up going back inside to the dance floor. And this was funny. Apparently, when I went back inside, I started like dancing and like going to the middle of the dance floor. And Sloan was like,
know.
no, we're leaving. And I was like, why are we leaving? Like, we just got here. Let's dance. She was like, no, we got kicked out. We're leaving. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. So then we leave. We book the Uber. We get back to Vertex. And then, of course, the fun starts where I was just throwing up.
You
Everything's
guys were out for less than an hour.
It was maybe 30 minutes. It was so
Wow.
bad. And so then I'm just sitting in front of the toilet probably for like another hour. Poor Saloni has to like give me water and hold my hair up. And then I get in bed and I pass out, and it was only like maybe one. We left the house at like 11. And so it was so funny. But the next morning I woke up, definitely had a hangover, definitely didn't feel the
Swore she
best.
was never drinking again.
Exactly. We've all gone through that cycle. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that was a horrible night. The thought of alcohol was still nauseating. And so I actually didn't drink for another 3 weeks after that, or another month actually, because I checked my calendar and that night was the day my mom left for India. And then the day she came back is when I went out, like after that. So it had been a
Okay.
good amount of time. And so, but I still had so much PTSD from that time. So when we went out last week, I was like, guys, I'm not drinking that much. Like one shot for me, don't want a bucket. And I took it very, very easy. But I think it was good because it like introduced me to it again. It's like I'm training myself now. And so I'm going out again for St. Patrick's Day this weekend. And I think I'll take maybe two shots this time, working my way up slowly. But now I can
It was
officially
just you
drink.
can drink a lot, it just can't be all at once. That was the problem, is that you drank it in such a small period, like you have to pace yourself.
Exactly. And you would think at this point I know better, but now I can finally say I've had the authentic college experience of
Oh,
going out and then throwing up after. Because up to that point, I had never thrown up, which was kind of a flex, but now that's gone.
yeah, I haven't thrown up this year. I like kind of did on Halloween, but not so a lot, like just a little bit. It was more like saliva,
It's
but
a universal experience. We've all been there.
exactly. Yeah, anyways, hopefully this weekend goes well. I will be bar crawling for like 8 hours straight, so pray for me.
Wow. Yeah. Speaking about pacing yourself, you'll have a lot of
Exactly.
time to do that. That's
Exactly.
bar crawl in Mill.
Yeah, on Mill.
Okay. Nice. That'll be good. I'm sure it's going to be popping. Everyone loves a good excuse to drink. So Halloween and St. Patrick's Day are like the two big
Do you have
days
your
for Robert.
green? Do you have your green ready so you don't get
I
pinched?
have a couple options. I think I'm just going to do a green tank top and then like black jeans
There you go.
because green bottoms are kind of hard. What are you doing?
I'm gonna do my outfit that I wear many times. I wear my Lulu top and then the skirt that goes with it.
Or, I might have a dress, but I don't remember exactly what it looks like. If it's cute enough for Mill, maybe I'll wear that.
There you go.
It started raining again. Acacia and I checked the forecast because
Yes.
we were like, hopefully this doesn't carry into tomorrow. It looks like it should be nice and sunny. It's definitely drizzling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't have any other life updates besides break, really, because Talia was here the week before that, and then break this week, pretty chill. Oh, I booked going to Oktoberfest, like officially. Michael and I booked that this week, so that's super exciting. So the next thing is once my internship gets figured out and I have my tickets booked for DC, then I can book tickets for Montreal to go see Talia. So that will be like my summer trip to go do
Yeah,
that.
such exciting plans. Oh, one last update.
Did
I
you
did.
sign up for Vive Peru yet, man?
No, I haven't, but their informational session is next week. And so I'm like, I'll just might as well wait until the info session and then I'll sign up.
Price doesn't change. It's the same price no matter what.
Yeah. And the thing is, I should probably book soon though, because flight tickets will just continue going up. And so like it's getting
The
to the
sooner
point
the
where I'll
better.
be booking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna
Michael and I got a
book now.
screaming deal to Munich.
That's so good.
$675 round trip, under $1,000 to Europe, one stop.
That's really nice. Maybe
One
I'll have you
stop.
book my tickets. You can be my little travel advisor.
Yes, I can do that.
The one update I was going to say is I think I mentioned the direct residency program on here. It's a
Yes.
program
Oh,
that,
yeah, your interview. You're supposed to tell
yeah.
me about how that went.
I had an interview on Monday. It did go well. It was four interviews, like so four different rounds, and I feel pretty good about it. I feel like I was able to say everything that I wanted. And so keeping my fingers crossed, I'm going to hear back in April. And so if that happens, my next 7 years are solidified, which would be
That's exciting. That's like
pretty nice.
stress-free.
Exactly. And so keep your fingers crossed for me, and I will keep you updated when I hear. But yeah.
Exciting. So we will just quick little life update there. We can wrap up with song of the week. What you been listening to?
I have been listening to. Oh, I actually have. I have something that I don't think I've said before because Ariana Grande came out with a new
Oh,
album.
yes, she
And
did.
so I actually was listening to that, and it's cliche. And I think the reason it's my favorite song on the album is because I've heard it the most. Because I've noticed the more I listen to a song, the more I like it. So right now it's Yes, Please. And because it's been on the radio, because it's on the album, that'll be my song.
Very nice. I listened to that on my way to LA and I did like it. Wow, it's really coming down
I
now.
know.
Lovely. I have actually been revisiting my old Spotify year-end recaps. So I've been listening to your favorite songs 2022 and favorite songs 2021.
That's nostalgic.
Yeah, so I'm still gonna say a new song because then yeah, like so I haven't been listening to it all week, but this like yesterday I was listening to one of my favorite Italian artists, Fedez, and I like rediscovered him because I haven't listened to him in a while. And he had a new album come out, I think, last year. And La Dolce Vita off that is really good. That's a fun, like, very summer song. So, yeah, been enjoying that.
Love that. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.